I don't know.
He said, honey, I wish you'd do something for me. I said, well, what is it? He said, just smoke a cigar after each meal and just don't smoke no more and see if you don't get used to that and don't want to smoke anymore. I said, okay, I'll do that. But I knew I wasn't going to do it. So when I run out of what I had, I didn't just quit right then. I just smoked on up till I run out. I just didn't buy anymore. One day she come in there, and after I had lunch, and I was sitting in there, I wasn't smoking. She says, honey, where's your cigar? I said, don't have any. Well, you get in your car and go get you some cigars. I said, I don't want any. Why? I said, because I didn't quit smoking. I'd been quit 3 days, and that's the first time she noticed it, she said. She said, now, when did you quit? I said, well, been about 3 days since I smoked anything. Oh, you're kidding. No, I'm not. So, that's the way it went. I just decided if I could cut down to 3 cigars a day, I was foolish to smoke at all. And I knew it wasn't doing me any good. I had a bronchial condition anyway, from further back in life. When I had pneumonia, I had my bronchial tube never did get back strong as it used to be. So I just quit. I hadn't smoked in 10 years, I guess.
That's quite an achievement.
It didn't bother me much. Bothered me worse to pass by a showcase where they displayed, or pass by where a lot of cigarettes stuck in places like the checking counters, you know. I wanted to buy them. I didn't want to smoke. I wanted to buy them. Isn't that funny? And put the cigars.